Okay, Yodayim Perek Dalet Mishne Gimel. We're talking about Bo'i Ba'yoyim Omru, things that were said in the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was chosen to be the Nasi. Amarun Moyev Mahi Lishvias. The Halacha Midaraisa, the only part of the world that is Chayav in Shulos and Maisas is Eretz Yisrael itself. There were various countries around Eretz Yisrael that throughout different points of history there were takonos that midrabbanan they should also take off Shulos and Maisas midrabbanan because of the proximity to Eretz Yisrael. So the discussion in this Mishnah is what is the status of Amon Umoyev? They are non-Jewish countries which are not part of Eretz Yisrael. The Jews seem to have lived there. It's on the south of Eretz Yisrael. What is the status on Shvius? What is the question? The question is like this. The cycle of Shulos and Maisas is that every year of the sixth, it's a seven-year cycle, the seventh-year Shemitah, which is no Shulos and Maisas. And the other 6 years, every year we take off Maisa Rishon. And as far as Maisa Shein is concerned, we take it off on the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth. Whereas the third and the 6 years are Maisa On. So now we're coming to the seventh year in Eretz Yisrael itself, which meets as the Raita, is no Shumas and Maishas. The question is, in these places of Amon Umoy, which is outside Eretz Yisrael, there was no Shemitah, so therefore there's room to make Shumas and Maishas, because everything is not Hefker. The question is, which Maita was given? Was it Maita Sheini, similar to the sixth year, or, similar to the every year aside from the third and the sixth year, or Maita Ani, which was given on the sixth year. So God Rav Taufen Maita Oni, Rav Taufen said they should give Maita Oni and Shemitah. We're talking about once again Amon Moiv should give Maita Oni and Shemitah. But God said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Maita Sheini. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that in Amon Moiv and Shemitah they should take off Maita Sheini and not Maita Oni. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Elazar ben Azariah Olecha Lahavi Olecha Rai Lelamid. You have to bring a proof. Why? Sha'ata Matmer Call Hamachmer Olav Rai Lalamid. That's the joke here. That the Yishmael said that if you want to be Machmer, the status quo is to be Megil. If you want to be Machmer, you have to bring a proof. We have two options. One is more Chomer than another. Then, if you want to prove the more Chomer one, you want to go with the more Chomer, you have to prove it. Amar Lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Yishmael Achi, Ani Lo Yishenit Mitei Hashanim. I don't have to bring a proof. I'm not going against the order of the years. Tafen Av Yishina. In other words, I that say you give Maaser Sheini is because only the third and the sixth year you give Maaser Ani. All the other years you go back to the regular status quo of Maaser Sheini. So I don't have to prove that if we have the year, the seventh year, you give Maaser Sheini. That's what should be. That's the normal order of the years. But the Tafim, which was Mashan, and he added an extra Maaser Ani that did not exist previously, all of Rai Lama, he should have to bring the proof. Heishu Rav Tafim, Rav Tafim started bringing his proof. Mitzrayim chutzlort, v'amim moyim chutzlort. Not Mitzrayim maiter ani b'shvius, afam moyim maiter ani b'shvius. He brought a proof that the unknown over here is Amon Umoyim. There were two other known places in chutzlort that had certain takonos. One was Mitzrayim, and one was Babel that already previously were known to have this takon of the Rabbanon of Shumas and Maisas. So Rav Tam was bringing a ride from Mitzrayim, also to the south, west of Eretz Yisrael. And over there, and the Chachamim made a takana that they should give Maaser Ani and Shemitah. So too, Amon Moav, which is in the same direction, south of Eretz Yisrael, should also have the same din of Maaser Ani and Shvius. Hey, Shabbos and Azalim, Babel Chutzlaris. Why you bring me a raya from one place in the Chutzlaris, Mitzrayim? There's another place in the Chutzlaris which is Babel, Amon Moav Chutzlaris, and therefore we should learn that Amon Moav, which also starts from Babel. Ma Babel Maizu Sheini Vishviz. Amon Moav Maizu Sheini Vishviz. So the Kitzur, he's saying that we should prove from Babel. There were previous Takonos Tachomim of Maizu and Chutzlars. In Mitzrayim, the Takona was and Shemitah to give Maizu Ani. And in Babel, the Takona was and Shemitah to give Maizu Sheini. And there was Machlokes now, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Taufen. What is in Amon Moav? They were compared to Mitzrayim, and therefore they would take Maizu Oni, or to compare it to Bohel, and they would take Maita Shein. Omer Rav Tavim, Mitzrayim, she kroiva, asur Maita Oni. She ani Yisrael Smochon Levishvias, Afam Amoyim, Hashem kroivim, not to Maita Oni. She ani Yisrael Smochon Levishvias. Mitzrayim, which is closer to Eretz Yisrael and Bohel, therefore
It's a place where the Ani Eretz Yisrael can get to, and Chacham made a special takan to make dafka. Ma'isa Ani, so there should be more produce for the Aniyim to take, and Shemitah, because in Shemitah everybody was taking the, in Eretz Yisrael everybody was taking the Hefka fruit. We wanted to have the areas that have fruit set aside specially for the Aniyim. So just like Mitzrayim, which is close to Eretz Yisrael, they made a takan of Ma'isa Ani, so too Amun Mo, which are also close to Eretz Yisrael, should need a similar style of takana. We should make it Ma'isa Ani for the sake of the Aniyim. Oh, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hayei Ata Kimahanon Momoin. You think you're giving them extra money, but you are taking a risk of the nefashas, of their lives. You are potentially causing the stealing from the Shemayim to prevent the Shemayim to not give rain. Are you stealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are you stealing from me? And there's a pasuk in Malachi, Klal Yisrael said, well, how do we steal from you? And the answer is, the Maitre not Shuma, you did not take off Maitre and Shuma. He felt the Maitre Sheni is the Maitre which we're talking about in this pasuk. And if you're making Takana not to give Maitre Sheni when one should give Maitre Sheni, you're basically, as far as the Kodesh Baruch Hu is concerned, you're kind of stealing, and you're causing damage, more damage than you would be by giving the Maitre on it. All right, Yeshua, I already commissioned about Tapan up here. I'm going to answer for Rabbi Tapan another answer. That may be accepted. In other words, the answer that we should give for the Aniyim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, who says that's the benefit of the Aniyim? Maybe it's better for the Aniyim if you have to take Ma'isa Sheni. Now, Rabbi Yeshua is coming with a new reason why to support the opinion of Rabbi Tafan that Amun Moyev should take off Ma'isa only on Shemitah. I have a loyling in Zvarev, but I'm not saying the same Zvarev that he said. What is this what I'm saying? Mitzrayim Ma'isa Chodosh, Ubaba Ma'isa Yoshan. The Takana Mitzrayim was a recent Takana that was made in their time, or not so far before the times. And Bavel, the meaning of Bavel, taking off Ma'isa Shena, that was an ancient Takana that was already made in the time of Chulin by its Rishon, hundreds of years beforehand. And even for the Ma'isa Chodesh, and now we want to know what's going to act over here by Amun Umov. We're treating this as also a new situation. Either Ma'isa Chodesh, Ma'isa Chodesh, or even Ma'isa Chodesh, Ma'isa Yoshin. So in Mele, we should learn out Avon Moyev from Mitzrayim because they're both new enactments, and in Mela, both of them should be Maitre Onu, like Rabbi Tavon's opinion. Also, Mitzrayim, Maitre Zakenu, Rabbi Maitre Nevin. Same general idea. Mitzrayim was made by the Zakenu, the Chacham, later generations, and Bubba was made from the Nevin, the time of the Chuban. But even for Nevin, Maitre Zakenu, and the issue of Avon Moyev is also an issue of an enactment of the Zakenu, either Maitre Zakenu, Maitre Zakenu, or either Maitre Zakenu, Maitre Nevin. That we should learn out Avon Moyev, which is a later enactment from the Zakenu, from Mitzrayim, which was also a later enactment. So the Kitzur, we were having Machlokes of Rav Taufan, and Rabbi Shua is also supporting Rav Taufan to say, Amar Moiv and Shviyas should take off Ma'aser Oni, against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that says that they should take off Ma'aser Shenim. Neither of the Gomel, they made a count of the Chachomim, and they came to a decision, Amar Moiv Ma'aser Oni v'Shviyas, like Rabbi Taufan's opinion, that Amar Moiv take off Ma'aser Oni and Shemitah. Shabbat, Rabbi Yisrael ben Damascus, says to Rabbi Elazar, the Luz, when they were giving him and the master came to Rabbi Elazar and Lud, Amalai ma chidish lo hoyulo he lochem veit amidish ayom. What was the chidish to him? Veit amidish ayom. Amalai nimu the gom amalai ma'asa ma'asa oni b'shviyiz. We came to the decision that Amalai take off ma'asa oni b'shviyiz. Bocha Rabbi Elazar va'omar soy la Hashem l'yireya b'risa lo yidiyim. Hashem revealed you to secret, you came to the truth. Say Amalai, you can tell him, I'll talk to him in the answer, you don't have to even be concerned about your account of who says what. Makubalim Rabbi Yehudim and Zaka, you show me Rabbi. I heard from Rabbi Yehudim and Zaka. He was a good ladon at the time of the Chulin of the Bais Sheni. The Rabbi me Rabbi and a local Moshe Yisinai. She'amenu Moyav Ma'asim Ma'ite Onavishviyis. That we have a Kabbalah that the Rabbi says not Ma'am Shvisinai because it's the Rabbonon, but an ancient Kabbalah that you are right, that the Takona of Maitres for Amunah Moyev and Shviyas is to give Maitre Oni. Kanareh, everybody else wasn't aware of it and therefore they wanted to reenact it. But he said there was an ancient Kabbalah, this is the way to do it.